the kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run faster than my bullet.
I know a story about a boy, about a boy I used to know.
啊，我又死掉了。大家好，我是 Jenny。
Hey guys, I'm Adam. Jenny, what are you doing over there?
I'm jumping and jumping.
Jumping and jumping.
我就在玩现在全中国人都在玩的这个微信小游戏跳一跳。
Jump and jump.
Yeah, this game is so popular. Everyone's playing it. My parents are playing it. Even my 90-year-old grandma is playing it.
Wow.
所以呢今天我们就要跟大家说说你怎么用英语跟外国人安利。这个跳一跳啊
OK
好那我其实喜欢今天这期节目呢就是除了他在讲我们身边事儿大家都在玩的一个游戏而且我们截取了一些外国媒体对这个微信的小程序对跳一跳的一些报道所以呢大家也可以学到很高质量的一些英语好那因为今天说的东西比较多所以呢我觉得非常有必要大家要配套我们的文字推送一起来看那你只要到我们的微信公众号开言英语就能看到今天节目的配套相关文字了OK, 那我们就先从最基本的这个跳一跳它的英语名字说起。
Well, this is the official WeChat translation, jump and jump.
官方翻译。
Right, I don't know if I would have called it jump and jump.
What do you have called it?
I don't know, like Johnny Jumper.
Oh, 对这挺可爱的。
Jumpy, yeah, I don't know. Anything, I mean, jump and jump, we just probably wouldn't say jump and jump because you're only jumping once.
不是啊你哦这倒是就是因为像我刚刚那样 jump 了一下、没 jump 到下面那个台阶
right,
you die, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, 他这个微信人家 official translation,、
right.
so we'll just call it jump.
We'll respect that.
对因为微信诶这两天我朋友圈都是看到大家在分享微信的那个PM 张小龙他今年就是说的一些微信会做什么事情嘛、and in their grand plan for 2018,小程序然后这些小游戏都是很重要的一个环节哈这个小程序小游戏英语叫什么呢
mini programs mini games、
again these are WeChat's official translation
right
对我们就找英文媒体的报道他们就是官方是翻译成 mini programs and、mini games
OK
好那这个 jump and jump 跳一跳呢真的是引爆朋友圈因为这个游戏很简单、但是看似简单也很难然后呢、大家都在那分享自己的晒分数啊晒战绩啊什么的说一个东西一夜爆红引爆朋友圈这个我们之前跟大家分享过英语怎么讲了但再说一遍好吧
Alright So I guess we could say it's exploded
Yeah
Bang
it, 对 It has really exploded
It's gone viral
Yeah on WeChat it's gone viral
it's Infected
Infected 传染了、
like、
是吧
a disease
对好那接下来呢我们再看看这个跳一跳中国人我们玩的那么热火朝天然后呢也引来很多外国人美国媒体的关注。那最近就看到外国一个科技网站我觉得他对这个 jump and jump 的形容就特别好。他说微信想把微信搞成一个小的 Swiss Army knife。
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's a great description. 我觉得 Adam 可以跟大家分享一段他们讲的哈。
Well, a Swiss Army knife is, you've probably seen it, it's red. It's a knife, but it also has a spoon and a toothpick and scissors and a corkscrew, all the different tools.
Yeah, it's like your survival kit, right?
Yeah.
You can live off of a Swiss Army knife.
Sure, it's got a little magnifying glass.
荒野求生、yeah. 就这个一个瑞士军刀就好了。所以就有美国的科技媒体呢，他就说，这个微信它现在就是啊，你们也不用去 download a separate app 或者什么，
right.
就整个 you don't even need to leave the WeChat universe.
Right.
So it's their attempt to turn WeChat into a mobile Swiss Army knife.
It's a cool term.
对，所以我很喜欢读一些外媒的报道，就是他那个比喻真的很形象，然后我们中国人怎么也写不出来，但就看了以后呢，哎，以后你可以在自己的写作啊、口语里面这样用起来啊，
right.
这些很形象的比喻。好，那我觉得像在科技公司啊、科技产品，他们通常会推出一些新功能嘛，然后这个时候推出，let's share a few verbs that are commonly used.
Okay, so the official one will probably be release.
Like an official release.
An official release. You might also say put out.
or launch.
Launch, yeah.
Roll out.
Roll out something, yeah.
对，我觉得这些动词都是很常用的啊，形容推出这个动作，这个概念。然后呢，还有科技产品就经常啊，有 new upgrades, 有新的一些功能，是吧？
Okay, so the word we could start with is feature, but I also say function a lot.
对，这两个好像经常也是一起会使用、mm. 啊 new features and functions.
And functions.
对吧？好，那其实微信呢，真的在中国还有在国外的华人当中受欢迎的程度啊，真的就是这超出想象的。然后英语里面说一个东西超出想象的受欢迎，那种红的不得了。
Okay, so we probably use something like wildly popular.
Wildly.
Wildly, but incredibly, amazingly.
Wild 就是那个疯狂、mm. 狂野的意思吧 wildly popular.
Yeah.
So you guys get the idea. 好，那接下来呢，我必须承认一下，我大概就是一个 I must have been living in a cave or something, 住在山洞里的、mm. 我当然听过了 我当然知道跳一跳是什么 but I did not play it until like literally 5 minutes ago.
And she won't stop.
因为今天要录节目想不行不行我还是 you know, I need to get on with the program,、mm. 要玩一下 and just like Adam said, 这个就真的欲罢不能你Once you start, you just can't put your phone down.
So addictive.
真的就很容易上瘾。所以英语你前面讲的是
addictive.
Addictive,、mm. 易上瘾的。比如 smoking or drinking, 这些都是 addictive.、
Right.
And playing games.
And games, yeah.
对。好，那我之前呢真的都不知道要到哪里去找这个跳一跳。是看了今天同事给我们写的这个推送我说哦好原来我是得到 discover 发现里面点 click on games 游戏 and then I can find 跳一跳 and、
oh.
lots of other games.
Okay.、Yeah. I didn't even know that section existed.
真的吗
Yeah.
对那个可能很多时候我们平时是它藏得比较深 it's kind of buried, right?、Mm. Buried 就是藏在里面的啊 it's kind of hidden.
Hidden.
OK, 那最主要呢我们还是来看看这个怎么用英语来形容 How do you actually play this game?
OK.
The user experience.
OK, so it's from what I saw you do just now, and I probably will see you do again and again and again. You really just press down on the screen to move a hopping black figure.
对就是这样的就是 super easy, right? Super simple,、mm. but very addictive. 你前面说的就 press down on the screen. Press 就是按一个东西。
Right.
但它这个呢你还是就不能只是 tap, 不能轻轻点一下。You kind of have to, like you said, press down.
You have to press down. Now, you said it's not like tap. It's also not like hold. Because the、mm. one time I tried to do it, I...pressed down for too long. I held down for too long, and he jumped way too far.
对对对 ，hold 就是保持住那个动作、mm,
right.
不放，对吧？
Right.
然后 tap 就是很轻的一下就放掉。那这个呢，你要 press down， 就是按下去。
Right.
然后呢，就是你按的轻重、时间长短，就会决定你是不是能跳到 the next block,
the next platform.
Platform， 对，就是这样。然后 Adam， 你前面说那个。会跳的小黑体那个小黑人 What did you call it?
I called him hopping, a hopping black figure.
Yeah, I kind of think 这个跳一跳更像 like a hopping action.
Yeah, so hop is pretty much the same as jump. It's a small jump.
对就是大家想象青蛙、
mm, like a frog.
A frog hops,、mm. right, 这样咚咚咚那样跳。
Right.
yeah, when the sound effects.
That's very good.
okay, 好那现在不是有很多游戏像 Xbox 呀还有这个还有抖音里面那个尬舞是不是都有一点叫做人动电能的、
mm.
Like it kind of senses your action、
right.
and then you kind of control the game、
yeah.
that way 这个英语叫
Kinetic、yeah.
是吧就是形容这样你 your bodily movement
Yeah Yeah, I mean, kinetic is a pretty formal, you know, like professional words.、Mm. I think a lot of people would just say it just follows your movement.
Ah, follows your movement. Ah, 好的，那前面一直说 oh, this is a very addictive game, 很容易上瘾这样啊。那确实 addiction, the mobile addiction 现在也是很大的一个问题。
Right.
不是 Mark Zuckerberg, 他说今年他的 New Year's Resolution, 新年决志就是说我怎么让我自己亲手创造出来的 Facebook、
mm.
Make it less addictive.
A little late for that, Zuck.
不是，但现在好像世界上很多科技大佬都想解决 the monster they've created.
Yes.
因为张小龙这次微信发布会，他也是说，就是，现在好像看到大家天天在看微信，天天 we're glued.
Right. You're hooked.
Hooked, 对吧？ Glue 就是被现 glue 是胶水嘛，就整个被这个屏幕粘住。
Right.
Hooked.Hook 就是一个钩子。
嗯、
不过一个东西如果它特别吸引你，你就可以说 I'm hooked.
I'm hooked, yeah.
Or this game has like hooked.
It's got me hooked.
It's got me hooked,、mm, 对吧
?Yeah.
所以也是好像很多科技公司现在 也想解决的问题 ,how to strike that balance. 啊、
mm.
好的，那另外一个我觉得像这种游戏那么让人着迷，那么让人 hooked, 原因就是We are competitive by nature. 人都有那种争强好胜的心、
sure.
对吧然后又看啊我就不相信刚开始你跟自己比比如我第一次跳的时候我跳了个四分、
mm.
I got 4 points、
nice.
我想你觉得 nice 吗我想这太低了、oh. 不行我要再跳结果后面每一次都跳就没有超过四分
Yeah, so you should be happy with 4, nice
I know, I should have just stopped at 4
Quickly, you're ahead
对就是有这种排行榜啊什么哈排行榜这可以说
Well, people say leaderboard.
Especially、in gaming.
In gaming, yeah. Like when I was a kid, it was always just the high scores.
Mm, highest score.
Well, you want to be on the high score list. So like, the only addictive game I still play is called Tetris. And if you look on my... Yes, yeah, Russia crazy blocks. 、and my, you know, my leaderboard or my high score list is just my name again and again and again、oh. and again and again.
OK, 你是很 old school, 哈、
huh? yeah, of course.
复古经典的游戏。对就是现在玩游戏里面的排行榜用 leaderboard 比较多对吧
Yeah, especially if there's other people. Like,、mm. like these old computer games, you're really only playing against yourself.
嗯，诶，那这个游戏玩家说可以说 player or gamer?
Gamer sounds, yeah, probably better.
Gamer 更好一点啊、mm. 游戏玩家。好那今天呢我们就跟大家分享了一下现在我们中国人休闲娱乐非常重要的一个小游戏跳一跳。你的外国朋友里面有没有人在玩 Jump and Jump? 如果他们不知道这个游戏呢你也可以听了今天这期节目以后安利给他们。
Mm-hmm.
安利英语叫什么 ?Pass it on.
Pass it
Tell
on.
Tell them about it.
Well,、yeah. again, it's a virus, so yeah, you pass on viruses too.
OK, 我觉得因为很多朋友就是上下班的路上 to kill time, 打发时间嘛玩游戏特别多、mm. 但我们也有很多开云英语的用户他是利用上下班的时间听我们的课程因为我们是会给大家实用的内容然后这个、our delivery 传递的方式解释的方式 hopefully 让你觉得是很轻松很放松的、
mm.
嗯，好那感谢大家收听我们今天的节目然后你来晒一晒你的分数吧我已经说过了我的最高记录 my personal best
four
四分
it's better than mine
你没玩过吗
I tried once and I got nothing
大家可以来 share your post your score、
mm.
right in today's comments 看看大家我们这儿有没有什么很厉害的这个高手啊高分的产生好那玩游戏的之余呢也不要忘了学英语所以这个手机其实你看可以让你很上瘾很着迷但是最终还是取决于 what you actually do with it 你也可以用它来学开言英语好感谢大家的收听欢迎你到我们的微信公众号给我们留言并且了解我们的会员课程 we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys happy jumping